Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.
Radadaya, Masunda, Ipaila, so far, Rada Capaila. Oh, Radadas, Masunda, Ida Capaili, Adabahaya, Varada, Dabaya, Dada, Dabaya, E Capandos, Legaday, Legaberaday, Sundanama, Arianda, Masuria, E Capaila, Dadosa, Rava Baila, Sundanamado, Le Babara, Dada, Dabaya, Lakatos. Radaba Sundarabaya, Radabando Sunamandesia, Radabaya, Radabai, Retako Sunamando, Shepherd let the Baradada, Lika Pilea Namasunda Rayada, Ela Capando Sunamandia, E Radabaya, Go Sundarabaya, Makopo Sunamandia, Radadaya, Shepherd at the Dabada, Ela Catalia.
You are a faithful God.
with giving thanks. We're going to pray a very short prayer now. We're going to ask that the Lord God Almighty will visit us today. See, when God visits a man, it is undeniable. You see tangible results that God visited this person. So we're going to pray that the Lord God Almighty will visit us today. Like he visited Hannah, like he visited Moses, like he visited Elizabeth, like he visited Mary. Go ahead and say, Lord, visit me. Visit my home. Visit my family. Today is my day. Visit me, Lord. Let there be miracles, signs, and wonders today. In the name of Jesus, visit us, Lord.
We give you glory, we give you praise, riches and wisdom, honor and strength. King of the ages, ancient of days, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you praise, riches and wisdom. My God,
we give you praise, riches and wisdom, honor and strength, King of the ages, ancient of days, we give you glory.
Hey. sense the joy of the Lord? There is an anointing on that song. We give you glory. We will sing it again. You know, we sang it when we rounded off yesterday after we got offline. And we almost could not stop. And I guess it was a song we will sing today. But before we start, I want to host to quickly welcome you today to put your hands together to the Lord. It looks like an Ankara day. We didn't plan this. We'll talk about the young man who helped us design this, you know, so that we'll talk about his business. Great guy, one of our sons. And then I didn't even plan to Ankaralize my wife and I. But very quickly, I want to bring to your remembrance the journal. We have, not a custom, but it's something very spiritual that we do. Okay, I call mine the Hallelujah Journal, your Hallelujah Journal. The idea is to put down your expectations. And by now, if you followed Hallelujah Challenge for a while, you would have heard innumerable testimonies of people who just wrote these things down. And I'm going to share a quick testimony. I'm doing this so that I'll give you some time. I'm going to say this so that you take some time, get into your room if you don't already have this. Get a journal, get something, get your tab, and, you know, put down your request. Years ago, I was in the city of David, where I served as an instrumentalist, a trumpet player, to be specific. And then from time to time, my late pastor, Pastor S. Confon, would have church projects. And there were certain people they would mention in church, you know, like the big men, big men and women in the church. They'll just mention their name and we know that there was a project, you know, because City of David was not, you know, about launching and raising funds. They just had people who sorted out things. So that the GO, General Basia, came to visit, and in our custom, would get him a gift. So after the service, they called for some names, and I knew those people were the people who would normally put money together. And then someone courage and went to the church administrator, then Pastor Bimigo, and said, "Pastor, I know that the names they call are big men. I'm not a big man, but I want to be a part of that gift." I'm sure she looked at me, you know, what God? And she obliged me, good woman, obliged me. And I remember sewing 8,000 naira then. I put it there. They were going to get him, I think, a car gift. And after we did that, we got a call from the General Basia that he wanted to pray over those people. So I went to camp. There I was in the midst of these big men. I'm sure they're wondering, what are you doing here? I say, "Grace brought me here. What did they do?" Now, here's the story. Unknown to me, I used to keep a journal of expectation. I still have it till today. I wrote outrageous stuff in those things. This is years ago. I tell you before God, I lie not. Most of the things I'm doing now were written in that book. When we went and it was my turn to be prayed for, I just simply raised the book. Pastor Debo just put his hand on it and blessed it. And the things I'm doing now were written years ago. And I trust that for some of you, you will write great things in this book that will come to pass. Most of the things written in my own journal are not about mine. I've written the marriages for some of my sister friends. I won't call them. Some of them are here. Some of them are like big stars, but I want to see them get married. They are here. There are people I'm trusting God to have children are here. So I'll give you 1 minute to go to your room, get a journal. What we will do with this journal, at some point, we will lay it down. And that's the second thing I'm talking about. We will dance around it. Why dancing around? Go to 2 Samuel 6 very quickly. Go from verse 13. A lady sent me a confirmation. And I'm going to just speak for a while. And then we'll start to pray. Because I want us to have context for tonight. Because some people have just joined. So they don't understand what we do. And just to help them. A lady shared a testimony today about having a problem with us, you know, asking us to put something in her belly. Well, she had, she eventually did it and God came through. Now, the reason why we do that is because we believe that prophetic actions are expressions of faith. Say, prophetic actions are expressions of faith. Faith is not just talk. Faith is an action word. So Jesus went to a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. They ran out of wine. The mother spoke to him. He said to them, fill what? The jars with what? Was it wine? Water. That was a prophetic action. That was a step of faith. So as they did that, that became wine. So we call those things that are not as though they were. So when we tell you, put a baby bump, we are telling you, take a step of faith. Act in faith. You know, see your children before you see your children. And we've seen testimony. So that's that. Now on the dance, when I went back home yesterday, after the session, I spent some time dancing alone. I'm sure I was disturbing my wife. As I danced in the spirit, you know, dancing, the Lord opened my eyes. I had this, not like an open vision, but illumination in my spirit. You know, when I was dancing and staggering, because when we dance halal, you stagger, you know, literally like a drunk. It's like being a fool for God. And then I realized that as I danced, I had this sense that, you know, when you dance before God, you are slippery in the hands of your enemy. They can't hold you. They can't hold you. You know, you are slippery. They can't hold you. And I understood that there are people here. You know, they are trying to set you up. They are trying to hold things against you. But as you dance before God, they won't have any grounds against you. Hallelujah. I'm speaking prophetically tonight. So as you dance, you'll be slippery. They don't understand. They'll gang up against you. They'll set you up. They'll take you to court. But there won't be any grounds to convict you in the name of Jesus. And then I believe that as we dance, okay, we trample on the enemy. Amen. And as we dance, the Bible says, if we praise him, the earth will yield and increase. What part of your body has contact with the earth? Your feet. Hallelujah. So when you dance, you tread upon the earth. Joshua 1:3 says, wherever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, God has given to you. So as you tread, one of the things God told us was that God will visit the economies. This, hallelujah, challenge. Your economy, you know, our economy in the nation and your personal economy. Amen. Amen. So get your journal. I just shared those things to get you ready. 2 Samuel 6. Let's start. Let's begin. 2 Samuel 6. This challenge, I want you to add sacrifice to it. Verse 13. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he did what? Sacrificed what? Oxen and fatlings. God's been speaking to me on sacrifice. Every day I make a sacrifice after this service. And David danced. You see, after he sacrificed what? He danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. Go to verse 18. Verse 18. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed what? So he sacrificed before he danced, he sacrificed after he danced. Put your dance in the midst of a sacrifice. Amen. You know, God will lead you to do some things for people, you know, in your church, in your family, you know, on this ground, wherever. Make sure that, you know, you make sacrifices in this season. It can be in your service. It can be in your time, in your giving. Add sacrifice in this season. Amen. Are you ready to praise God? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's begin with a trumpet blast. When we hear the trumpet, give him a shout of praise. We give you glory, we give you praise, riches and wisdom, honor and strength, King of the ages, ancient of days. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you,
we give you glory.
We give you
glory, we give you praise.
Somebody's not dancing.
Where are the expecting mothers?
are in their kingdom finances, their economy. Now, Kara, Kara. Ebenezer. Hey. Ebenezer.
Somebody will check their pregnancy result and will say, ha! that long awaited answer will come and you say, where are my Yoruba people? Like the way you say, say, good news is coming, say, after the doctor's report, you say,
mountains speak of hindrances, speak of difficulties. I don't know what they mean to you, Who art thou, O great mountain, standing before Zerubbabel? You have become a plain. When I say every great mountain standing before us. Oh, let's sing this song. I heard it in the spirit while I was preparing. Olorun Agbaye, B flat. Let's sing it before we move. You are good. You are kind. Let's sing.
You are at least some words
trying
to describe you.
Elohim. Your greatness
is all I see. There is nothing you cannot do.
There's no mountain
you cannot
do. You have said it, then you will. Olorun Agbaye,
you are mighty.
Mark 11:23. Listen to the instruction. You're going to say, in the next 24 hours, every mountain standing against me, mountains in my life, mountains of hindrances, of difficulties, of impossibilities, you're going to command them to move. Let's read. One to go. Now, we are not going to negotiate with the mountains. When I went to pray this morning at the children's park in our estate, and I sat down studying my Bible and praying in tongues with the recording we had yesterday, I heard the word mountain. Say mountains. And then the song of Olorun Agbaye has been coming to me. Lift up your right hands. Say, Father! Every mountain, every stubborn mountain in my life, in my family, in our nation, in the next 24 hours, let them move. Let them move. Say move. Clap your hands, stamp your feet, and declare. Say move. Say your time is up. Whatever that mountain means. Mountain of hindrances. I see mountains in marriages. Mountains in marriages. I'm seeing mountains in marriages. Difficulties in marriages. Mountains that cause divorce. I address you specifically. I see you. Move right now. Move. Mountains. Hindering. Obstructing. God's people. From entering. Their promise. Their Canaan. Their promised land. Move right now. We are not negotiating. Mountains.
causing barrenness, poverty, mountains of delay, move, move, and be cast into the sea. Mountains of delay in marriage, delay in childbirth, ancient mountains, move. Somebody increase intensity. Say move, move, move. Guys, raise intensity. In the name of Jesus, move. In the next 24 hours, we serve you a quick notice. Move. Mountains of ill health, of ill health, of financial difficulties, mountains of debts, be cleared right now. There is someone or people, your mountain is standing before you on your graduation and completing your academics. When I say in the name of Jesus, help me say move. In the name of Jesus, move. Mountains of delay, in the name of Jesus, move. Mountain of barrenness, in the name of Jesus, move. Mountain of ill health, in the name of Jesus, move. Mountains in marriages causing husbands and wives to have impossible marriages, never to agree, hoping that the only way is divorce. In the name of Jesus, move. Mountains in our businesses, in offices. In the name of Jesus, move. Mountains in Nigeria. Making sure that this nation with a great destiny does not fulfill our prophetic destiny and the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus, move. Lift up your hands and thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You are mighty.
Get your journals, get your journals. Get your journals. Some of you will have witnesses in your dreams. Your visions will confirm this victory. Before we dance over our journal, remember the instruction is not to wave them but to dance over them. For 3 minutes. Play that song, a new song. I'm dancing around. But before we do that, I want to minister to... This is a very important part of the Hallelujah Challenge. We always want to see people saved. We pray for harvest of souls. This is one of the highest points. We pray that you join and you have joined. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, all of the dancing, singing, and jumping would amount to burning calories without any eternal value. But this is the gospel. God sent his only Son, who knew no sin, to become sin. That through that body of sin, you and I will be called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And all you need to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died and rose again
and that he's the Son of God, and you will be saved. As simple as that. So put your hands on your chest. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to this earth. You died and you rose again. I acknowledge I am a sinner. Help me. Save me. Wash me in your blood and write my name in the book of life. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I declare, I am born again. I'm brand new. I'm a new man. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for our brothers and sisters. Now, if you've said that prayer, help us put up the barcode quickly, or the link. Scan the barcode or go to the link. Click it and fill the form. We will get back to you. The idea is to help you find your stand in Christ, your footing, and to help you with some classes and pamphlets, some Bibles, you know, after the challenge, to ensure that you are established in the faith. Okay, so please, we're not going to disturb you. We're not going to ask you to come to our church. We just want to help you. It's something we do, you know, to help you find your footing, to help you know more about this new life, because it's a new life. It's like being born as a new child. All right, you need to learn to walk, to stand, to run, to jump. Amen. Then, if you feel led to be a blessing to us, you want to give, you want to put a sacrifice, you want to partner with us, you are blessed by what we do. You want to bless this team. You want to bless the ministers that will come. You want to help pay the bills. You want to help, you know, finance the Hallelujah Festival. Put it up. Scan the barcode. Click the link. You find the information on giving. Your monies and resources are well spent. I've said it time and time again that my personal consecration is that I do not take a dime from this account. So everything is exclusive to the challenge and running the challenge and the things that we stand for. Okay. And let's thank God for our partners, the people who have helped us. Let's have them. Carol Fame has helped, you know. Even, was it Evenly? Bentley, Events by Bentley, he's designed all of this. You see how nice it is? Okay. Adding beauty and color to our environment. Then iFix Networks with the internet. We haven't buffered, right? It's been smooth. Fantastic. Then our banking partners, Premium Trust Bank, helping to facilitate, you know, payment and all. Simon Cooper's legal partners, ensuring that we don't get into trouble online. Also, Zenith Bank, you know, helps us. Show Gear, helping with our musical instrument. Amen. Amen. Can you place your... We are 7 minutes over time, but it's worth it. So, now, it is spiritual. It is prophetic, okay? You know, what we are doing is not magic. It's not. It's just a prophetic action. Amen. Our key scripture in this edition is what? Psalm 30 verse 11. Let's read it. Psalm 30 verse 11. Help us. We are trusting God that as we dance and turn, He will turn those requests, those things around for good. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and gathered me. There's somebody before that. You will not die by accident. Amen. Precisely, you are traveling in Nigeria towards the west of Nigeria. God will preserve your journey. Amen. Your life will not be lost on the road. Amen. Not on Lagos Ibadan Expressway. thank you, Jesus, for this. While I was, you know, praying, I heard the word Chidera. Chidera. Sometimes when I hear a name, the meaning, the message is in the meaning of the name. Or it's for someone who is called that name. Chidera means what God has said or written is what final. What God has said about you is final. Nothing shall be added or taken away from it. Don't worry, that which looks like is going to be upturned shall not be upturned. What God has given you, no man can take away. Amen. And if there's anybody who's Chidera, that word is probably for you. Let's dance. You don't need music to even dance. As you dance, it's turning. When it comes.
As I dance, every other thing is turning around. I am dancing around. I am turning around. To my father and my lover, I am turning around. As I dance, every other thing is turning around.
Nigeria.
I am dancing around.
For Nigeria, I'm dancing.
Turning
I'm turning for my nation.
My father and
that
my
our
lover,
economy will turn
I
around. Leadership,
dance, every
the governments, corruption, terrorism, banditry, hardship, poverty, will turn around for good. Our power sector will turn around for good. Education, every sector in Nigeria will turn around. Nigeria, God will show you mercy.
As I dance,
I'm dancing on your behalf.
Thing is turning around. I am dancing
for my friends
around.
Written in this journal,
I am turning
your testimony
around.
Has come.
To my father and my lover, I am turning around. As I dance, every other thing is turning
I'm dancing
around.
For your wedding, my friends, for your children, for your breakthrough, for your healing.
As I dance, every other
one
thing
more time.
Is turning around. I am dancing around. I am turning around. To my father and my lover, I am turning around. As I dance, every other thing is turning around.
As you have danced, so shall it be. Chike, hear this word. It's time for you to go to that school. As you were dancing, that money has come.
Amen.
It is time. Chike wanted to go to school at some point, you know, and there was challenges with money. That money has come. That school fee is paid. It is time. It is time. Say it's time. As I fix my eyes on him, that money will get it and pay it.
Amen.
That education is sorted out.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we declare that this is done.
Amen.
This is done.
Amen.
This is done.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to encourage you to join my friend Myro S.A. He does, because this season, anything to, you know, to connect you to God's grace, you know, worship, praise, get on it. You know, revelatory worship in the morning, go to Myro S.A.'s page and join in the morning and continue, you know, offering incense on that platform. Amen. So let's blow the trumpet as we end. On forget, put up the flyer for Hallelujah Festival 22nd of October. We're going to release the first set of tickets on the 7th of October. All the 7th day. 7th of October or the 7th day. Eco Hotel and Suite, only by registration. You won't get crash this one. Because it will be a gate of brass and bars of iron. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.